Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening to. I want to welcome you to this first episode of Palm Tree Talks. I'm so excited that you are listening to my story and my introduction and the reason why I wanted to create a podcast about creating a stress-free life. I'm on a journey to create a stress-free life since 2016. The personal growth that happened to me over the last few years due to all the things that I went through and all the things that I learned is just something that I want to share with other people. If you haven't heard by now, no, I'm not a native English speaker. I am from the Netherlands. I did decide to do my podcast in English because I work with a lot of English clients and American clients. I work with entrepreneurs, location independent entrepreneurs, digital nomads. And in the online space, it's so much easier to do everything in English. So yes, I have all my products in both Dutch as in English. I've been on a journey towards a stress-free life since 2016. And it was during a physical therapy session, actually, that was all about allowing my body, my nervous system to calm down. It's just like an alarm bell that just goes off, even though nothing's really wrong. Like my whole body function is just completely whacked off because I had so much stress. I had so much stress in my corporate career. I had so much stress with all the mental baggage that I was dragging along with me. You're 30-something years, there's so many things coming up. Decided to make lifestyle choices around creating a stress-free life and creating a life that would be good for my body and that I could listen to my body. And the funny thing is that when I actually made all those lifestyle choices, that my body went in complete repair mode. My body took its time to say, okay, now it's my time. You've ignored me for so long. You've been playing the mental game in the rat race for so long, but now it's my time. So yeah, I kind of had to recover from that for a little while. In that period, I was really, really low in my energy, and I found this tool called Human Design. I had to hear it a couple of times. I actually discovered it on a podcast. I listened to the story and I was like, okay, interesting, another tool, I've did Insight, I did DISC. I'm well familiar with at least a couple of the personal development tools that are out there in the corporate world. I listened to the story and I was like, okay, interesting, but I didn't take any action. I heard it a second time and then something triggered me. I just don't know exactly what, but I did think, okay, I'm going to check it out. I went to the website, I plugged in my birth data, my birth time, birth place, and I got my chart. And at first, I was disappointed because I was like, oh, I'm part of the 70% of the world that's a generator. I'm not so special. Funny thing, that first thought. But as I learned, you know, I was looking at the different elements of my chart and of course, like the whole picture of it was just like one mumbo jumbo. So I googled my incarnation cross and the text that I read there was just so striking to me. I saw the story of my life written on a screen and I was just like, how? I have the left angle cross of healing, a lifelong journey to deal with dis-ease. And I was just like, wow. I had a pretty big major life event happen to me when I was a kid. I realized very early on that life is short and that you only get one chance, right? This is it. So I always lived my life to the fullest. But that pain that arrived from that accident when I was a kid, that's been the story of my life. So to see that written into a text based on my birth data, I was just like, how? How is this possible? How do they know? So that's when I kind of jumped off and went into the rabbit hole and just dive right into Human Design because I just wanted to know, like, Okay, what is this system like? How do I read a chart? What does it all mean? And then I kind of went from there. I just dove right in. I started researching. I bought my first book and then I finished that within a day. And I dove in all the source material that I could find. It wasn't until a little bit later that I had a friend who didn't know when she was born. She's adopted and it's a little bit vague, the exact time when she was born. She doesn't even know if she had a real date. So I kind of looked into that system and just run all the charts and to kind of figure out like, hey, what's different and what does this mean and what does this mean? At some point, I just started asking all my friends for their birth details and I kind of self-taught myself how to read the charts at first and then decided that I want to dive deeper and do the real research and courses and certification and everything. I'm still in my process. I'm also still my own experiment for sure. I'm also still studying. I mean, I think you can study this system for at least 20 years. So I think I will not be done with learning anytime soon, but I do know that I've gathered enough material and enough research now that I can actually help a lot of people with this knowledge. Because for me, what it did was, I'm trying to explain it in words how I feel different about it. I learned how to deal with my emotions. I learned how to feel emotions and not identify with them. I learned to shut up my inner critic. I learned a lot about my family and about why people behave in a certain way, why I behave in a certain way. What's the relationship between how I'm responding to a situation and somebody else responding to it? Same situation, different outcome. Why people do what they do? And that's a question that, as a marketeer, that's a question that I've been driven my whole career by. Why do people do what they do? I mean, that's behavioral change. That's mindset. Anyway, this is how I discovered human design. In the next episode, I am going to give you a brief overview of what the system actually is. But I just wanted to give this introduction of me. Who's the person behind the voice? I am from the Netherlands. I have 3 cats. And I am a 5-1 sacral generator. And what that means, I will tell you in the next episode. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.